以色列人最重要的一段历史，就是他们从埃及出埃及要进迦南地。
And an important piece in Israelites' history is when they left Egypt and about to enter the land of Canaan.
我们请来看出埃及记第五章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter
5. 出埃及记五章第一节。
Exodus chapter 5, verse 1.
后来摩西亚伦去对法老说，主以色列的神这样说，容我的百姓在旷野向我守节。
Afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness.
这是摩西亚伦跟法老请求让他们离开埃及的原因。
And this is the reason that Moses and Aaron gave Pharaoh as to the reason why the Israelites must leave Egypt.
这里说他们要到旷野去守节。
That they have to hold a feast in the wilderness.
那其实在这个之前，我们并没有看到说这些以色列人他们有什么节期。
But actually before this, we did not really seeany festivals that the Israelites observed.
但是这里摩西却说我们要去旷野去守节。
But yet here Moses mentioned that they have to go to the wilderness to hold a feast.
那当然这个守节跟拜神有直接的关系。
Of course this feast is related to worshiping God.
当他们真的出埃及之后，神才开始定了一些节期要他们来遵守。
And only after they left Egypt that God have established a few feasts for them to observe.
好，我们请看利未记二十三章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 23.
利未记二十三章第一节。
Leviticus 23 verse 1.
第一节、第二节，主对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人说，主的节期，你们要宣告为圣会的节期。”
Verse 1 and 2, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts.
在这里，摩西向以色列人来宣告，有神给他们定了哪些节期是他们要遵守的。
And so here Moses spoke to the Israelites and told them about the feast that the Lord had established for them.
第三节讲到的是例行的第七日安息日。
And so in verse 3 it talks about the seventh day which is Sabbath.
第四节主的节期就是你们到了日期要宣告为圣会的乃是这些。
Verse 4, these are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at their appointed times.
第五节，正月十四日黄昏的时候是主的逾越节。
Verse 5, on the 14 days of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover.
那在二十三章里头，从第四节开始就讲到有六个他们要遵守的节期。
And so from chapter 23, starting from verse 4, it mentioned about the six feasts.
那我们通常说有七个节期。
And we often say that they have seven feasts.
那就是要加上第十六章有一个赎罪日。
And that is to add on chapter 16, the Day of Atonement.
所以这样总共加起来有七个节期。
So in total, the Israelites have seven feasts.
第四节这里所说的第五节所说的正月十四日黄昏的时候是主的逾越节这是第一个节期。
And so what mentioned in verse 5, on the 14th day on the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover. This is the first feast.
逾越节的对当时以色列人的目的就是他们要去思想神在历史上的作为。
And so the purpose of observing Passover is for the Israelites to remember all the work the Lord has done for them.
神是怎样的来让他们离开埃及？
How God had led them out of Egypt.
所以他们借着这个逾越节，他们来纪念、来感谢神给他们的恩典。
So through Passover, they were to remember and to give thanks for God's grace.
那今天我们不再守这些节期。
So today we no longer observe these feasts.
哦，但是借着我们的查考啊，来让我们能够明白神救赎的计划。
But through studying them, we will understand God's plan of salvation.
哦，因为这些节期都跟神的计划有关系。
Because all these feasts are related to God's plan.
哦，当时的以色列人，他们每一年这样子做，哦，啊，那做的那些细节啊，啊，他们其实是不，啊，不明白为什么要做那些事情。
And although the Israelites observe these feasts annually, they actually did not understand why they need to observe them.
哦，如果要纪念神的恩典，如果以人的逻辑来讲，不一定要去做那些事情。
According to our logic, if the purpose is only to remember God's work, then we actually did not need to do all those things.
哦，但是他们要献祭。
But yet they need to make sacrifice.
哦，他们要吃逾越节的这个晚啊，逾越节的这个。这个晚餐。
They had to have the Passover meal.
那但是这里头啊，是在预表着神他救赎的计划。
But in all this, it prefigures God's plan of salvation.
在历史上常常有一个啊，常常人们常常有一个疑问，就是为什么主耶稣他要死？
In the course of history, a lot of people ask this question: Why did Jesus have to die?
好，我们请看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians, chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18.
十八节，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙。在我们得救的人，却为神的大能。
18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
哦，这里所谓十字架的道理，就是指着主耶稣啊，在十字架上的受死。
Here the message of the cross is referring to the Lord Jesus died on the cross.
哦，对，当时很多这些非犹太人啊，他们的这种受希腊文化的熏陶之下。他们认为这个十字架的道理，这是愚拙的。
And to a lot of non-Jews at the time who were under the influence of the Greek knowledge, to them the message of the cross, that is the Lord Jesus dying on the cross, is actually foolishness.
一个人们去敬拜一个被钉死在十字架上的人，这对他们来讲，这个很不合理，很不合逻辑。甚至是一件愚昧的事情。
It is something that very like against human logic and against all reasons to have people worship a person who died on the cross.
哦，如果耶稣是神的话，他为什么要死在十字架上
？If the Lord Jesus Christ is God, then why must he died on the cross?
哦，一个被钉死在十字架上的人，他可以是被人来当神来敬拜吗？
And for a person who died on the cross, is he qualified to be worshipped as God?
哦，所以很多人他是没有办法去用人的逻辑，哈，用人的理性来来接受耶稣这个，哦，耶稣是神，他必须要死在十字架上。
So a lot of people had a hard time accepting the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and he is God.
我们再看二十二节。
Let's also read verse 22.
二十二节，犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧。
22. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom.
二十三节，我们却传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
23. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness.
那其实很多犹太人他们也不能够接受耶稣是神。
And in fact, a lot of Jews cannot accept that Jesus Christ is God.
哦，这个二十二节说犹太人他们要的是神迹。
Verse 22 mentioned that the Jews seek for sign.
哦，所以当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，十字架底下有很多犹太人喊着说：“ 你如果是神的儿子，你就从十字架上下来。
And therefore, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, a lot of the Jews underneath the cross shout out to him and say, "If you are indeed God, you can step down from the cross."
哦，他们如果耶稣从十字架上下来，他们才能够认定这个是弥赛亚。
If Jesus have stepped down from the cross at that time, then they will be able to be sure that he is indeed the Messiah.
在他们的心目中，弥赛亚应该是带领他们来对抗罗马帝国。
In their heart, they believe Messiah is the one who will lead them against the Roman Empire.
甚至应该是让他们能够胜过罗马帝国。
And Messiah is the one who will lead them to conquer Roman.
能够让他们真正享受一个独立、和平的一个在地上的政治团体。
And Messiah is a leader that can lead them into an established and a peaceful and strong nations on earth.
那如果在当时的环境要达到这个目标，必须要有神迹。
And at that time, for them to accomplish this, they need a miracle.
虽然主耶稣也行了神迹。
And even though Jesus performed a lot of miracles.
但是那很多的神迹，历代的先知也可以是也有行那样的神迹。
But a lot of the miracles that the Lord Jesus performed had been performed before by the previous prophets.
他们所要的神迹就是像摩西那样子，能够将百姓来救拔脱离这个罗马帝国。
The sign or the miracles that the Jews at the time were looking for is similar to what Moses had did. They are looking for a Messiah that can deliver them from the hands of the Roman Empire.
所以好多的犹太人看耶稣就这样被钉死在十字架上。所以他们也觉得非常的失望。
So a lot of the Jews were disappointed at the time when they saw Jesus died on the cross.
这对犹太人来讲，他们有这样子的这样的观念其实是很可惜的。
And it is very unfortunate that the Jews had that kind of concept in their mind.
其实如果他们好好的去想这个逾越节他们应该是可以明白。为什么耶稣必须要死？
If they had really known the meaning of Passover, then they will know the reason why Jesus had to die.
原来这就是神救赎的计划。
Because that is God's plan of salvation.
那感谢神，今天我们有圣灵来带领我们，帮助我们，所以我们能够明白，从逾越节来明白，是的。耶稣他必须要死。
Thank God today we have the Holy Spirit to lead us and teach us that indeed through the Passover it teaches that the Lord Jesus Christ had to die.
虽然他是死在十字架上，但是我们还是相信他是救主，他是神。
Even though he died on a cross, we believe that he is a savior and he is God.
他虽然没有从十字架上下来，但是我们相信他就是弥赛亚。
Even though he could not escape the cross, but we believe that he is Messiah.
好，我们来看出埃及记十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus, chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章第一节。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节、第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
神在埃及地晓谕摩西、亚伦，你们要以本月为真月，为一年之首。
Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be your beginning of months; it shall be the first of the year to you."
这个月是神要让他们出埃及。
This month, God will deliver them from Egypt.
那神告诉摩西说，要以这个月作为真月，作为逾越。
And so God told Moses that this month shall be your beginning of month.
所以在犹太人，他有两套的这个 calendar， 两套的历法。
And so
这个 好、哦，这个历法。
For the Jews, they have two calendar systems.
好、哦，一个是所谓的宗教历。
One is their religious calendar.
好、哦，就是这里，啊，他们出埃及的那一个月，就是一月。
Which is what was defined here. The month when they left Egypt is the first month.
啊、哦，神要给他们一个新的开始。
God gave them a new beginning.
啊、哦，他们不再是埃及人的奴隶。
They are no longer the slave of Egyptians.
好，那刚才在利未记我们有读到这一月节啊，就是宗教历的正月十四号黄昏。
And so, we read in Leviticus before that Passover start at the twilight of the 14 days of the first month.
那其实他如果照现在哈、啊，照现在的这个月历哈、啊，这个一月节啊，它是通常是在三月到四月之间。
And according to our current calendar, Passover should fall between March and April.
啊，那是一个收割的季节。
And that is the season of harvest.
好、啊，所以也是一个下雨的季节。
And it's also the season for rain.
好，那我们再看出埃及记十二章二十七节。
Let's also turn to Exodus 12, verse 27.
十二章二十七节啊，你们就说这是啊，二十六节哈，二十六节，二十七节。
26 and 27.
你们儿女问你们说，行这礼是什么意思？二十七，你们就说这是献给主逾越节的祭啊。当以色列人在埃及的时候，他击杀埃及人，越过以色列人的房屋，救了我们各家啊。于是百姓低头下拜。
25, it will come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as 26, and it shall be when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? 27, that you shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. So the people bowed their heads and worshipped.
那在这里神已经告诉他们，这个一月十四日，这是以后每一年都要去都要去遵守的。
So here God told them to observe the 14 days of the first month every year.
那他们的以后，他们的儿女会问说，为什么会有这个节日
？And in the future, their children will ask them, what is the meaning of this Passover?
然后他们就要把过去的这一段神的拯救的历史来告诉他们的儿女。
And then they shall tell their children this past history of Passover, how God delivered them.
就是前埃及地的，无论是人或者动物的头生的，都被击杀。
It is where all the firstborn, whether it's human or animals, were killed.
只有以色列人，他们的头生的没有被击杀。
Only the firstborn of the Israelites were spared.
因为在他们的家里，他们的家住家都有一个记号
，because they have a sign at their household。
就是我们来看十二章的第二节第三节。
Let's read Exodus 12, verse 3.
第三节，你吩咐以色列全家全会众说：本月初十日，个人要按着户家取羊羔，一家一只。
Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household.
所以他们在一月十号的时候就要来做准备。
So on the 10th of the first month, they need to make preparation.
那这个准备的工作就是挑选一头羊羔。
And they shall take for themselves a lamb.
第四节。
Verse 4.
若是一家人太少吃不了一只羊羔，本人就要和他隔壁的邻舍共取一只。你们预备羊羔要按着人数和换量计算。
Verse 1, if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb.
那通常是一个家庭 一只羊羔。
And the rule was a man for a household, a lamb for a household.
但是你如果觉得一头羊羔你吃不完，你要跟隔壁的人来一起共用共用一只。
But if you think that your household could not finish the lamb, then you can share it with your neighbor.
原因是第十节所说的，他们在十四号的晚上就要把那个羊羔吃完。
And the reason is recorded in verse 10, they have to finish everything by the 14th.
那第十节说不可以留到隔天的早晨，如果留到隔天早晨就要用火烧掉。
And verse 10 said that they shall let none remain until morning, and if something is still remaining, then they shall burn it with fire.
第五节要无残疾一岁一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊里，或从山羊里取都可以。
Verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats.
那这是怎么去挑选那个羊羔？
So this is how they shall select the lamb.
那很重要的是没有残疾的。
And what's important here is the lamb shall be without blemish.
那第六节要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了。
Verse 6, now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight.
所以他们在一月十日就把羊羔 挑选出来。
So they shall select a lamb on the 10th.
一直到一月十四日在黄昏的时候才杀了羊羔。
And they shall kill it on the 14th at twilight.
那在第一次在第一次他们要出埃及之前的第一次第七节说他们要把羊羔的血这个涂在房屋的门框门楣上。
And on that first Passover, it recorded in verse 7 that they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts.
那这个就是记号。
And that was the sign.
所以当这个天使来击杀头牲的时候，有这个记号的，就天使就越过去。
And so when the angels came to kill all the firstborn, if they saw the sign, then they will pass over that household.
那所以这个节日就叫做逾越节。
And that is why this feast is called the Passover.
一只羊羔被杀了，然后血涂在门楣门框上。
A lamb was killed and its blood was spilled on the doorpost.
就让这个房子里头的头牲的不用免于被击杀。
And that is why the firstborn of that household is spared from being killed.
所以就是这个羊羔的血成为记号，来让头牲的免于被击杀。
So the blood of the slaughtered lamb was a sign that caused the firstborn of that household to be spared.
那在第八节就讲到说，那这个羊羔要用火来烤。
And on verse 8, it mentioned that this lamb shall be roasted in fire.
在第九节说，不可吃生的，也不可吃水煮的。
Verse 9 told them not to eat it raw or boil it.
好，那这就是第一次他们这样子来做。
That was what they need to do at that first Passover.
好，我们再看到十二章的四十六节。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 46.
四十六节说，应当在一个房子里吃，不可把一点肉从房子里带到外头去。羊羔的骨头一根也不可折断。
In one house it shall be eaten. You shall not carry any of the flesh outside the house, nor shall you break one of its bones.
这里说羊羔的骨头一根也不可折断。
Here says that they shall not break the lamb's bones.
所以是讲得非常的非常的仔细的。
And so their instructions were very detailed.
那以色列人他们就照着这样子照着这样子来做。
And the Israelites did accordingly.
那从十二章的四十三节到五十一节神交代他们 以后你们要怎么遵守。
And from chapter 12, verses 43 to the end of the chapter, God told them what they need to do in the future.
如果有外人，非犹太人，那要怎样的条件之下，他才可以吃这个羊羔。
And if they have foreigners or non-Jews with them, it tells them what they need to do so that these men can eat the lamb.
47节说以色列全会众都要守这个礼。
47 said, all the congregation of Israel shall keep it.
48节若有外人寄居在你们中间，愿向神守逾越节，他 所有的男子务要受割礼，然后才容他们前来遵守。他也就像本地人一样，但未受割礼的都不可吃这羊羔。
48 And when a stranger dwells with you and wants to keep the Passover of the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as a native of the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat it.
所以真的是每一个细节都考虑到了，而且都有明确的规定。
And so they have covered every detail, and it was covered in a very fine detail.
那对以色列人来讲，不遵守的，这是一个很严重的事情。
And to the Israelites, if they did not observe it accordingly, then it is something that's very serious.
我们请看民数记第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 9.
民数记第九章第三节。
Numbers chapter 9, verse
13节。十三节，你也要使利未人站在第九章十三节，那洁净而不行路的人，若推辞不守逾越节，那人要从民中剪除因为他在所定的日期不献主的供物应该担当他的罪。
Verse 13, but the man who is clean and is not on a journey and ceases to keep the Passover, that same person shall be cut off from among his people because he did not bring the offering of the Lord at its appointed time. That man shall bear his sin.
一个以色列人，如果他可以守逾越节，他故意不守，这里说要从民中把他剪除。
So if an Israelite able to keep the Passover, but he did not do so, then this said here that he shall be cut off from his people.
那以后在有了圣殿之后呢，甚至他们是要到圣殿去守逾越节。
So in the future, after this, when they had the temple, the Israelites were to go to the temple to observe the Passover.
或者呢，他们要到有立神的名的地方去守逾越节。
Or they have to go to a place where they establish the name of the Lord.
所以在主耶稣降生的时代呢，犹太人还是守着这些节期。
At the time of the Lord Jesus, the Jews is still observing these feasts.
所以在路加福音第二章记载着主耶稣跟他的父母亲到耶路撒冷有圣殿的地方去守这个逾越节。
So in Luke chapter 2, it recorded that the Lord Jesus went with his parents to Jerusalem where the temple was to observe the Passover.
所以对犹太人来讲，这是每一年都要提醒一次的。
So towards the Jews, this is something they need to remind themselves every year.
他们曾经在埃及做过奴隶。
That they were once slaves in Egypt.
神将他们从埃及救出来，所以他们不能够再回到埃及去。
God had delivered them from Egypt, so they cannot return to Egypt.
那因为神的全能，所以救他们出埃及。
Because of God's Almighty, that He was able to deliver them from Egypt.
所以提醒他们，他们一辈子都要相信依靠神。
And that is to remind them that for their entire life, they need to believe and they need to rely on God.
他们要立志不离开神。
They have to be determined, promise not to leave God.
他们要立志坚持他们的信仰。
They must be determined to keep and guard their faith.
而且要常常借着这个逾越节来教导他们的儿女，来纪念，来感谢神的恩典。
And through the Passover, they were to teach their children to remember God's work and to also give thanks to God.
所以神是很用心的要来保守他的百姓。
So God had put a lot of efforts to keep his people.
所以特别施行了在埃及那一次伟大的拯救。
And so he especially did that great work of deliverance at Egypt.
那借着让他们守这个节期，让他们不要忘记神。
So through this Passover that they are observing, they are not to forget about God's God.
但是很可惜，我们看到人真的是真的是很悖逆，很顽固。
But unfortunately, we see that men were really rebellious and they are really stubborn.
有这么好的一个一个节期但是还是人还是这我们看到这些以色列人，他们还是离开神，还是悖逆神。
They had such a great feast, but yet we see that the Israelites still rebel against God and they left God.
所以我们要从以色列人的失败来看到，我们其实也是这么软弱的。
And through the Israelites' failure, we can also see our own weakness.
那我们现在来看，从逾越节我们来看到神救赎的计划。
And now we're going to see God's plan of salvation through this Passover.
这些以色列人他们是要从埃及被救出来。
The Israelites were to be delivered from Egypt.
那我们是需要被要从这个罪跟死里头被救出来。
For us, we need to be delivered from death and sins.
我没有办法救你，你也没有办法救我。
I cannot save you, and vice versa.
那只有靠神来救我们。
Only God can save us.
那神怎么来救我们？
So how did God save us?
在出埃及的这一件事情上面，他就已经告诉我们了。
And from the incident where they were led out of Egypt, God had already told us.
我们每一个人也都需要一头羊羔。
Every one of us need a lamb.
这只羊羔来替我们死。
This lamb will die for us.
那我们身上要有这个羊羔的血的记号。
And on us, we need to have the sign of the blood of the lamb.
我们请参考一下约翰福音十九章。
Let us turn to the book of John, chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章三十六节。
John 19, verse 36.
三十六节，这些事成了，为要应验经上所说的话，他的骨头一根也不可折断。
36. For these things were done that the scripture shall be fulfilled, not one of his bones shall be broken.
被挂在十字架上的主耶稣他的骨头一根也没有被折断。
So the Lord Jesus, who was crucified on the cross, not one of his bones were broken.
那个三十三节讲到罗马兵丁来到主耶稣的跟前他发现主耶稣已经断气了。
Verse 33 mentioned that the Roman soldiers came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead.
所以他就没有打断主耶稣的这个腿。
So they did not break his legs.
那十九章的三十二节是说兵丁来把头一个人的腿并与耶稣同钉的第二个人的腿都打断。
32 had mentioned that the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with the Lord Jesus.
那来到主耶稣那里，他们没有做这件事情。
But when they came to Jesus, they did not do so.
那这个都是要应验圣经上所说的话。
So these, all of these is to fulfill the scripture.
那犹太人他们在吃逾越节羊羔的时候，也是提到骨头不可以折断。
So in the Passover, when they were about to eat the lamb, it also mentioned that they shall not break any of the, its bones.
哦，他们在吃的时候只知道有这个规定，但是他们不知道那个意义。
At the time when they eat it, they just do so without knowing the meaning behind it.
哦，因为那一件事情是针对主耶稣的来做预表的。
Because that is established to prefigures what will happen to the Lord Jesus.
哦，今天从这样从逾越节来看，我们就知道，是的，主耶稣他必须要为我们死。
So through the Passover, we can see that the Lord Jesus must die for us.
好，我们再请看哥林多前书第五章。
Let's also turn to 1 Corinthians, chapter 5.
哥林多前书五章第七节。
First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
第七节，你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的基督已经被杀献祭了。
Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us.
那在这里，保罗啊，他就说，主耶稣是我们。逾越节的基督。
Here Paul said that Christ is our Passover.
意思就是他成了我们逾越节的羊羔。
And what it means is that the Lord Jesus is our sacrificial lamb on Passover.
因为耶稣的死，让我们能够从罪跟死来救赎出来。
Because of his death, we were delivered from the hands of death and sins.
所以保罗说，我们都是重价所买来的。
So therefore, Paul said that we were all bought at a high price.
旧约的那个以色列人，他们只是羊羔，来代替他们死，来救赎他们。
At the time of the Old Testament, the Israelites were delivered by sacrificing a lamb.
那个只是一个预表。
That's only a prefiguration.
那个让我们明白神的计划是什么。
And it serves so that we understand God's plan.
神的计划就是必须要有代替我们死的。
And God's plan is that we need something that have to die in our place.
那原来就是神。他亲自成为血肉之体，来替我们死。
And that is God Himself, who come in flesh and died for us.
所以我们不但不会觉得遗着，我们反而是充满着感谢。
So we should not regard the message as foolishness, but on the contrary, we should feel very thankful.
那耶稣受死这件事情本身对我们来讲。那就是神最大的作为。
The death of the Lord Jesus Christ to us, that is the greatest work of God.
那这就是最大的既然是神的作为，那就是神迹。
And since it is the work of God, it is a miracle or a sign.
今天我们为什么不再去守这个逾越节？
So today, why do we not observe Passover?
好，我们请看希伯来书第九章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书九章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 10.
第十节，这些事连那饮食和诸般洗涤的规矩，都不过是属肉体的条例，命定到正心的时候为止。
Concerned only with foods and drinks, various washing and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of reformation.
这里说到正，所有的这些条例啊，它到这个正心的时候为止，就是说就不用再去遵守。
And so verse 10 mentioned that all of the things, all of the regulation were to be observed until the time of reformation.
就是等到主耶稣来，他成全的律法， 就不用再去遵守这些条例。
That is, until the time the Lord Jesus came and fulfilled the law, then we no longer need to observe all those things.
主耶稣说，我不是去毁掉，我是成全。
And the Lord Jesus Christ said that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law.
因为主耶稣来了，已经让我们达到了目的。
Because when the Lord Jesus came, we have reached the goal.
那个目的就是让我们脱离罪跟死。
And the goal or the purpose is to is that we were delivered from the hand of death and sin.
那个目的就是让我们在神的面前是被称为义。
And the purpose is so that we can be counted as righteous in front of God.
那主耶稣他来了，他已经借着他的死，让我们达到了这些目的。
And when the Lord Jesus came, through his death, we have accomplished this purpose.
那主耶稣要我们做的就是借着举办圣餐，我们来纪念他的死。
And so what the Lord Jesus Christ commanded us to do is that we need to hold the Holy Communion to remember his death.
主耶稣也让我们来领受他的身体跟他的血。
And the Lord Jesus Christ also let us partake his body and his flesh and his blood.
那主耶稣要我们继续不断的去宣传传讲他为我们为人类的死。
And the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to continue to preach and to proclaim his death to all men.
意思就是要传扬他的救恩，他救人的福音。
That is to say that we need to preach his salvation and his gospel.
那除了我们用用机会去传讲耶稣的这个救人的恩典之外，我们本身要成为见证。
And aside from us going out to preach about his gospel of salvation, we ourselves need to serve as a testimony.
我们请看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 6.
罗马书第六章第四节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
第六节，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父荣耀从死里复活一样。
First of all, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
在这里讲到说，我们要有这个新生的样式。
Here says that we should walk in the newness of life.
今天我们已经领受了主耶稣的救恩。
Today we have received the Lord Jesus Christ's salvation.
那我们传扬希望人也来领受这个救恩。
So we preach to others, we hope they also come to receive the salvation.
那我们每一个个人我们要有这种新生的样式。
And to each of us, we should walk in the newness of life.
走在新的过着新的样式的生活。
That we should live a life in newness.
做一个让人看得出来的基督徒。
We should be a Christian and let other people see.
所以我们要常常灵修自己。
So we need to cultivate ourselves.
让人够看出我们真的是一个基督徒。
So that others can see that we are truly a Christian.
那再来，因为耶稣的拯救，所以我们能够常常到施恩的宝座前。
And next, because of salvation of Christ, we can come in through the God's throne of mercy.
从主耶稣那里得到随时的帮助。
And from the Lord Jesus, we receive constant help and support.
那这也是一个很重要的见证。
And that is also a very important testimony.
每一个人都会遇到困难，每一个人都会遇到挫折。
Every one of us will encounter difficulties and problems.
但是我们要让人看到，我们有施恩宝座可以去。
But we have to let others see that we can go to the throne of mercy anytime.
就是虽然同样在这个大环境里头， 我们所表现出来的跟别人是不一样。
And even though we all live in the same universe, but we can exert a different feeling than others.
我们是一个有盼望的人。
Because we are ones with hope.
我们是一个有神同在、有神帮助的人。
We are ones with the guidance of God and help from God.
这些都是很重要、很好的见证。
All of these are very important, and it is a very good testimony.
那我们最后再看希伯来书第九章。
And lastly, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15.
十五节，从此他做了新约的中保，既然 受死赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。
15, and for this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.
神的计划就是要让我们能够去得着所应许永远的产业。
So God's plan is so that we can receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.
那这个跟主耶稣的受死所流的血、所立的约是有关系的。
So this has a lot to do with Jesus' death and the new covenant that he established.
所以从逾越节，我们实在可以去看到，原来这里头就是神的计划。
And through Passover, we can see that in it encompasses God's plan of salvation.
跟我们将来永恒的产业有直接的关系。
And it is directly related to the promise of the eternal inheritance.
所以我们应该也能够像保罗这样子说说主耶稣让我们有诉说不完的恩典。
And so we should be able to say, just like Paul, that in the Lord Jesus we have immeasurable grace.
不是只有现在，更是包括将来的永远。
So it's not only for the present, but also for the everlasting future.
那神这样子的来计划，那我们也应该为神来做一些计划。
And since God had planned all this for us, we need to plan something for God as well.
想想看，我们能够怎样来不断的成长，来成为主耶稣美好的见证。
Let us think about the ways in which we can continue to grow and become a good testimony for God.
让人从我们身上来看到主耶稣。
So that others can see Jesus through us.
我们一起唱诗五十首。
Let us all sing hymn number 50.